operators and regulators have settled their differences and agreed a new timetable for the rollout of 4G.
Yeah, this services. Is another franchise story, Nikki.
Super fast broadband, will it be coming our way soon?
It should be, especially in the case of Everything Everywhere, which is one company that's been awarded the permission to go ahead and offer super fast 4G broadband services, which should make your mobile a bit more like your computer if all goes well. Now, O2 and Vodafone were really unhappy that Everything Everywhere had been granted that, even though the government hadn't yet auctioned off the radio spectrum for 4G, and that wasn't going to happen for several months, giving Everything Everywhere a competitive advantage. Let's talk to Eddie Murphy about this. He's a telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. Morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Andy.
So I suppose peace has broken out here because O2 and Vodafone are now saying they won't launch legal action about this.
Yes, I mean, it was a tricky call for those two because they were looking at a situation whereby one of their competitors was being granted an advantage, but at the same time, it would be damaging to the interests of the UK as a whole for them to pursue legal action and delay the whole process. So they were caught between a rock and a hard place and had to decide that they were going to be good corporate citizens rather than pursue particular competitive advantage.
We've been talking about another flawed franchise process this morning for the West Coast Main Line, but this one wasn't without trouble either, was it? What's your view on who's to blame for all the aggro that's gone with the award of the 4G permissions?
Well, speaking of another organisation which is stuck between a rock and a hard place, Ofcom, which has been running this whole process, has been in a very difficult situation because there has been threatened legal action. And they have taken the view that if the legal action was launched, it would delay the process even further. So, as you know, if you've ever involved lawyers in a process, they just slow everything down.
But the upshot for people using their smartphones who might want 4G is that we're now going to get the auction of mobile spectrum, we think, in spring next year.
Yes. So the mobile spectrum will be launched, the auction will be launched in spring next year, but in advance of that, Everything Everywhere, or EE as they now call themselves, will be launching 4G services fairly imminently in 16 UK cities and rolling out on the spectrum they already own.
If there was one thing that you'd be looking forward to doing on your smartphone with 4G that you can't do without it, what would it be?
Well, in most cases, getting coverage where there isn't coverage for high-speed broadband because the rollout of 3G has always been fairly patchy. I think some of the requirements on operators to give decent coverage with 4G will be much more stringent.
Thank you. Eddie Murphy there from Priory Consulting.